Chapter 16. Change of Plans. Tony and Roberto made their way to the kitchen. Louis was already there, sitting at a long wooden table, eating soup and bread. He looked up when Tony and Roberto came in. Roberto said something quietly to Louis, and they laughed.
"Did you have a nice time with Carmen, Tony?" asked Louis.
Tony didn't answer. He sat down at the far end of the table and watched as Rosa put a big bowl of hot soup and a small loaf of bread in front of him.
"You have to get up early tomorrow," Louis said to Tony. "Remember, you're going flying with Roberto and me."
Roberto laughed.
"That's right," he said. "Flying over the sea, dropping presents."
He turned to Rosa.
"Rosa, more soup."
Tony ate some of his soup. It was good, but he didn't feel very hungry. He pushed the soup plate away. "Sorry, Rosa. I'm just not hungry," he said, getting up from the table.
"I'm tired. I'd like to go and rest."
"Enrique isn't here to guard you tonight, so you're sleeping in Fernando's room," said Roberto. "When I've finished eating, I'll take you there. More bread, Rosa."
Finally, Roberto got up from the table. He led the way down the stairs and along the corridor to Fernando's room. "Why do I have to sleep in Fernando's room?" asked Tony.
"Because it's next to mine and Louis' room," said Roberto. "We'll hear any move you make. Do you understand?"
The door to the room was open, and Fernando was sitting on his bed cleaning his rifle.
"Hello, Tony. Come in," he said.
"Roberto said I'm sleeping in your room," said Tony, looking round the room and seeing only one bed.
"That's right, amigo," said Fernando, admiring his clean rifle.
He looked at Tony's face and laughed.
"Don't worry, I'm not sleeping here tonight. Enrique and I have got a job to do for Jose, and we won't be back until the morning."
Fernando took his rifle and walked to the door.
"And don't try anything stupid," he said. "Louis and Roberto will hear you."
Still laughing, Fernando closed the door behind him. Tony lay on the bed, his hands under his head, thinking about everything that had happened to him. Suddenly, he felt very tired. With Carmen's beautiful face in his mind, he fell asleep. The next morning, Tony woke up to the sound of loud voices, people shouting and arguing. The door to his room opened, and Jose stood in the doorway.
"Get up," Jose said. "You're not flying over the Gulf of Mexico. You're taking Louis to Peru. I've already informed the fishing boats that we're not making the drop today. Fernando is waiting outside with the jeep to take you to the plane."
Tony got up from the bed and walked to the door. "Can't I have a cup of coffee first?" he asked. Jose grabbed Tony by the collar, his face red.
"You're not on holiday. You're here to work," he said.
"All I asked for was a cup of coffee," said Tony. Jose pushed Tony away.
"Okay, go and get a cup of coffee, but you'd better be quick," he said.
Tony ran down to the kitchen. On the table was a pot of hot coffee. Tony poured himself a cup.
"Don't worry about Jose," said Rosa, coming into the kitchen. "He's a good man, but sometimes Louis makes him angry."
"Jose is sending Louis to Peru," said Tony, drinking the hot coffee.
"I know," said Rosa. "Jose has been so good to Louis, but Louis doesn't care about him. Louis is always doing bad things."
She took the cup from Tony's hand.
"You'd better go now," she said. "Jose is waiting for you."
"Jose's not a good man, Rosa," said Tony. "He's a dangerous man. Get away from him. Go and live with Carmen and your father."
"Don't talk any more. Go," said Rosa,
and she ran out of the kitchen. Tony shook his head and left. When he got outside, Jose, Fernando, and Louis were waiting beside the jeep.
"You're like being in Peru, Louis," Jose was saying. "And when you and Fernando have disposed of all of Manuel's men, you'll enjoy yourselves there."
At that moment, Jose turned and saw Tony.
"What took you so long?" he asked. "Get into the jeep. It's time to leave."
Tony sat next to Fernando in the front, and Louis sat in the back, his face long and unhappy. Jose said goodbye and then went back into the house.